Now, things that really accelerated my learning curve so that I could do better quickly was learning the success equations. Here's three of them. The first one comes from the Bible. The question was asked, 2,000 years ago in the Bible, according to the storyteller, what is the key to greatness? What's the key to self-esteem? What is the key to getting honors and trophies to put on the mantle above the fireplace? What is the key to receiving great respect? What is the key to wealth and abundance? What is the key to all of that, an extraordinary life? And here's the answer that was given. Capsule form, according to the storyteller, the answer was, find a way to serve many people. Find a way to serve. Find the ways and means. Start rendering service. The more you serve, the greater your fortune. Service to many leads to greatness. Key. Next, John Kennedy. Speaking of politics today, we're surrounded by political speeches. Here was one of the best, John Kennedy, on his inaugural to be President of the United States all those years ago. Here's what he said. Don't ask. Wow, don't we wish that was the current political philosophy? Where is John Kennedy? Where is he? John said, don't ask what the country can do for you. Ignore these promises of what everyone's saying what the country can do for you. He said, don't ask what the country can do for you, but ask what? What could I do for my country? See, that's the whole turnaround in philosophical thinking. By asking, you receive so little. By serving, you receive so much. So rather than settle for the pennies of what someone could do for you, why not turn it around and find some way to serve? It's a pretty simple process. Here's what I taught the Russians. Johnny mows Mrs. Brown's lawn. She pays $3. Every time he mows her lawn, he collects $3. Thinking in terms of what could I do for my country? Surely Mrs. Brown is one of the members of the country. So he mows her lawn and collects $3 and starts what we call an income and a career. Now what's next? And here's what the Russians were excited about. What if Johnny gets Pete to mow Mrs. Brown's lawn? She still pays the $3, but now Johnny gives Pete $2 for mowing the lawn and keeps $1 because he's the one that got the work. Now we have the beginning of an entrepreneur. Now we have the beginning of fortune. Here's a good note to make. I started part-time on a little adventure learning skills and disciplines. And here's what I began to say with my little part-time job. I said, I'm working full-time on my job and I'm working part-time on my fortune. And the reason is because I found the mechanics. I found the philosophy. I started working it, serving other people. One way to serve is to mow Mrs. Brown's lawn and get the $3. The other way to serve is to get someone else to do it and you collect that extra money. Finding ways to serve. That's the key to wealth and greatness. Then here's the next one, and everybody knows this one. I heard Zig say it over 40 years ago, Zig Ziglar. And when he said it, I wrote it down. And if you haven't ever written it down, write it down. If you help enough people get what they want, you can have everything you want. If you help enough people get what they want, you can have everything you want. When I heard Zig say that, I wrote it down, and maybe you want to do this. Underline the word everything. That's what was intriguing to me about this sentence. So these are the success equations. This is the wealth formula. from the Bible, from John Kennedy, from Zig Ziglar.